He is a psychic, as I said. He doesn't contact the dead, but he does have some paranormal abilities, which, luckily for us, even though he knows I'm a skeptic, he's going to allow us to explore collectively together here tonight. So I would like you to give a nice warm welcome to Pete Turner to the stage.
So first then, I'm going to keep this introduction short and sweet. I'm going to ask you all, by show of hands, to tell me who believes in this room they have one or another intuitive ability. So hold your hands up for me now if you've got some intuition. So there's quite a few people. I wasn't expecting that, being a scientific type audience. But it's of my belief that every single person in this room has one intuitive ability or another. Just because we can't contact the dead doesn't mean that we don't think of something, the phone rings and it's that person. So how does this work? It can work in a very fast sense, or it can work in a more drawn out sense. So I'm going to show you in a more drawn out sense. So I think pick something, let's have a look. This man over here, can you stand up for me? The last of the yellow top, can you stand up for me? Can you make your way to the end of the aisle so I can see you a lot better? As she's walking, I'm going to make a few preconceived judgments about her. Just stand there for me. You don't have to come down just yet. Can you in your mind think of an object or an item and get it in your mind nice and vividly and give me a yes when you've got that? Can you think about this item's qualities? Can you think whether it's a heavy item, a light item, something you hold in two hands, or something you hold in one hand? Please don't think of anything profane, but tell me nice and clearly when you've got one in mind. So this is how this would work in a very short sense. Is the item yes or no you're thinking of? Red. Yes. Give her a round of applause and leave the first position. Now Hazel, it's absolutely essential. I didn't even know your name. We literally have not met before. We have nothing set up. That's very, very important. Now as far as you know, you've never met my granddad. That makes sense, right? Nothing my granddad ever did in life had an effect on yours. So let me tell you a little story about how this started for me. This goes back before I was born, and it goes back to a story about my granddad. Now he left my mother and my grandmother, and he was an antique dealer, so he moved to Romania, because most of his clientele over there would be gypsies and the stores, so he used to buy and sell from them. And one day he was down at the gypsy camp and he met the eyes of a beautiful young lady and he smiled at her. And she smiled back. When she smiled back at him, she ran away. Now to us that smile means absolutely nothing, but to him that was such a wonderful sentiment that it gave him the courage he needed to woo her. They fell in love and they moved back to England. And being a gypsy, she told me all these amazing stories as a child about being seeing colourful dreams and being able to read people's palms. As a child for me that was amazing, she was called Isabella. But as I grew older, my passion for the stories dwindled, and I thought, she was fair. And it wasn't until I got a bit older I could really appreciate what it was she started to tell me, because I started to get certain visions and thoughts myself. And it wasn't until about 5 or 6 years ago that she left me something that completely opened up a new world. She was on her deathbed, and she took my hand just like I'm going to take yours now, and she looked right at me, and she said, never forget that you start our existence as a star, and the moment our life fades, we become the most bright, beautiful star in the sky for a short period of time. And that's a lovely sentiment to leave some with, but it taught me one thing, that life is the biggest mystery of all, and all the small, inconsequential things that have no relevance, they suddenly become relevant. All of this started from one smile that leads me to be in this room talking to you right now. And if my granddad never smiled at Isabella, then I wouldn't be here. And if I wasn't here neither, none of you would be here. So everything my granddad did, no matter how big or small, had a direct effect on your life. So let me show you something she showed me. Can I borrow your palm? Okay, so I'm getting a very structured sort of stance about you. Would you be a sort of, I think you're the sort of person that a lot of people would confide in. Does that make sense to you? You'd probably be somebody, and this would be very different to what you wanted to be as a child. So I think your career now would be something where people, I don't know if people come to you to get advice or you give people advice or something like that. Are you like a life coach? Just if I'm close, just say, Okay, so, okay, is this almost like, do you work in like a rehabilitation center or something like that? So maybe a procreational counselor or a counselor of some sort? A counselor, give her a round of applause. Like she's been there. So I think from your stance, you're a very, very laid-back person. I think you're the sort of person that probably keeps people at arm's reach most of the time. Have you had some sort of past adversity that meant that you've kept people at some tragedy that means that you've kept people at sort of arm's reach? Because I'm seeing this almost gap here, but what I'm seeing is what's here and here, and what's here and here is a lot more beautiful than how you portray.